online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. 12 minutes remain. We're starting the fourth quarter. Rancho Cotati leading the El Cerrito Gauchos 21-0. El Cerrito with the football. The snap goes to Rashad Kelly. Throws out. He throws it over the receiver's head. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10. The ball's right at midfield. Gauchos trying to get on the board. Done a nice job of controlling the high-powered offense of the Rancho Cotati Cougars, who were off to a 14-0 lead halfway through the first quarter. Settled down, kept the Cougars in bay, but have not been able to score any points of their own. A lot of props to the Rancho Cotati Cougars defense. They're playing outstanding tonight. Second down and 10. Kelly stays in the shotgun. Now he takes it. He rolls to his right, trying to turn upfield. Rancho Cotati does a great job of stringing the play out, and Kelly goes down. He's going to lose 5 yards.
Plain and simple, El Cerrito going the wrong way at this juncture in the ball game.
Coming up to make the tackle was Gino Mincarini for Rancho Cotati. Mincarini, the sophomore, in his second year on varsity. This young man's a player to watch in the future. Doing a good job tonight. That's going to make it third down and 15. Rashad Kelly, the quarterback, comes out, gets the Gauchos in the huddle. They break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Antonio Hines, the running back, straight behind Rashad Kelly. He better hurry it up here. It could be a delay of game, and there it is. That's been a little bit of the Achilles heel for the El Cerrito Gauchos. They've had three or four of those tonight.
Any momentum they get started up is just absolutely destroyed when they bring in the penalties. They just can't avoid the penalties at this stage of the game.
Third down and 20. Gauchos come back over the football. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Antonio Hines in behind. Now Rashid Kelly gets it. He rolls to his left. Looking to throw downfield, lobs it downfield, and there might be an incomplete pass. Great job coming up to make the hit.
Ty Paletti there on the play. Looked like he might have gotten in there a split second early, Nick, and considering all the penalty flags that we've had tonight, I'm surprised that there wasn't an official there to throw in his two cents.
I'm going to agree with you 100% on that. I thought possibly that could have been maybe a pass interference, but I'm glad to see there's not. We've had enough penalties in this game. Enough for maybe a couple of games, I'll tell you, Jeff. So that's going to force a fourth down. Andre Fernandez, the punter's going back deep for the Gauchos. Andre's got a real strong leg. Standing at his own 25-yard line is Darius Hurst, and there's an offsides on the Rancho Cotati Cougars as they came over the line of scrimmage. Let's see if they were drawn.
We are certainly hitting the flag quota today, Nick.
That's going to be offsides on Rancho Cotati. 5 yards gained for El Cerrito. It's still a punting situation. Fourth down and 15. Darius Hurst, the only player deep for Rancho Cotati, standing at his 20-yard line. The Gauchos have three backs in front of Hernandez. Again, there's some confusion in the line. Both teams pointing at each other.
If this goes against Rancho, El Cerrito might be able to bait their way into a first down on back-to-back false start or encroachments here. Oh, nope, the ball is going to come back 5 yards.
Boy,
false start.
We've got some great games lined up for the rest of the season. We were talking about the Apple Bowl, September 20th, El Molino at Annaly. After that, we've got a real big game, Vintage at Casa Grande, September 27th. And then we're back here, Cardinal Newman and Rancho Cotati, October 4th. Fernandez is deep. The snap is two. They're going to fake it. Now there's a pass. It's caught, but it's well short of the first down.
And at this point, there's no blaming El Cerrito. You got to
try something. Cole White, the back got it. threw it out there. It was complete, but 12 yards short of the first down, and Rancho Cotati is going to take over on downs.
I like the idea. I like the effort. Execution leaves a little to be desired there.
First down and 10, Rancho Cotati Cougars. They're going to start on the 48-yard line of the El Cerrito Gauchos, leading 21-0. 10 minutes, 46 seconds remaining in the ball game. Jared, the Night Stalker's in quarterback, takes the snap, hands it up the middle to Rashid Rankin. He finds a big hole. The Diesel's moving it up the field. A 15-yard gain. Rashad Rankin weaved his way through the El Cerrito defense, finally tackled and put down right at the 31-yard line of El Cerrito. First and 10, Rancho Cotati Cougars. I like how he finds a hole. Reminds me a little bit of Le'Veon Bell, the way he runs, but his body and his style is the Diesel John Riggins.
He is patient, waits for the hole to open up, and explodes right through it. Accepting of the contact, able to fall forward. Little has been able to stop Rankin tonight.
Again, Rankin gets the football, comes up the middle. This time, the Gauchos do a good job of slowing him down, but he's driving and pushing and pulling for an extra 4 yards. Rashid Rankin is running angry.
No less than 6 Gauchos required to hop on there and try and bring him down. It's clear this Rancho offense stopped by the gas station, filled up on some diesel.
I'm sorry, I got to laugh. That was great.
Caught you off guard there, huh?
No, that's good. I got to get a laugh off that one. I hope the listeners enjoyed that as much as I did. Third down and 3. Jared Stalker in the shotgun. Rashid Rankin shifts. Stalker's going to throw. Throws over the middle, and it's caught for the touchdown.
Number 34, Jordan Broderick, beats his man in man-to-man coverage. Rancho now goes up by 4 touchdowns.
Jared Stalker threaded the needle. That might have been the best pass that he's thrown all night long. The Night Stalker throws his second touchdown pass of the game to extend the lead to 27-0. Rancho Cotati leading the El Cerrito Gauchos, lining up for the extra point.
24 yards, textbook throw on a rope, only where his receiver could get it. Stalker looking nice this late in the game.
The snap is good, the hold is good, and Hoxie's kick is right down the middle. 28-0, the Rancho Cotati Cougars leading the El Cerrito Gauchos. This is the game of the week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Willowside Meats on Guerneville Road in Santa Rosa offers the highest quality lamb, pork, chicken, and aged beef, as well as 25 different varieties of nitrate and nitrite-free sausage and jerky. Willowside Meats specializes in custom cutting, curing, smoking, and wild game processing. Also offering custom-made sausages from your wild game, they're open Tuesday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 4. Call 707-546-8404. 546-8404. Willowside Meats in Santa Rosa since 1969.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Jared, the Night Stalker, just threaded the needle for his second touchdown pass, and the Rancho Cotati Cougars have extended their lead to 28-0 over the El Cerrito Gauchos. The line drive kick's going to carry into the end zone, and El Cerrito will have a first and 10.
And some chippiness out on the field. We're going to see yet another flag. Not sure who instigated this on the kickoff return.
Well, number 50, Alex Smith is not happy.
Had a couple teammates run over. Calm him down. Keep cool.
Alex is coming to the sideline, and he's wanting somebody to tell him what he did wrong or what the other guy did wrong.
He looks like he's ready to go out there and hit. You got to be careful this late in the game. Game's somewhat out of hand. El Cerrito still wants to show they got some fight. They've been getting bullied all game long by Rancho. Feelings get involved here. You got to keep a level head.
Yeah, it's a great point right there. Sportsmanship's important. This is high school football, varsity football, and winning is important, but we definitely want to play clean.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with decleating your opponent. Just be there to extend a hand and help him back up.
Yeah, I like that. Referees are getting the officials are getting it. There's a face mask call. I'll tell you, this officiating crew's been very busy tonight, and they've made their presence felt. No doubt about that. 9 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
So the face mask will go against El Cerrito, and that will be offsetting penalties. So three penalties on that play. The official started to take the ball backwards, and now it looks like we're taking the ball upfield.
The ball was kicked into the end zone, so it should be placed on the 25. That's where they'll start. 28 to nothing. If you're just joining us, Rancho Cotati jumped off to a 14 to nothing lead halfway through the first quarter. The game remained that way until late in the third quarter when the Cougars got a touchdown run by the Diesel, Rashid Rankin, and then a beautiful touchdown pass. Jared threw a touchdown pass, and they've extended it to 28 to nothing. Rashid Kelly hands off to Anthony Hines, who goes around left in for a pretty good gain right there. That was a nice run, 10-yard gain.
At this point, if I'm El Cerrito, I'm just getting back to the original playbook, getting some quality execution.
Antonio Hines found a lane on the left side, went upfield for 11 yards and a first down for the Gauchos. Ball's placed right on the 35-yard line. Kelly's going to remain in the shotgun. Hines is behind him. Hands it to Hines, who's coming around right in, trying to turn it up. Does a good job of finally turning it up and blast it out of bounds right at the 40-yard line.
Number 13, Ty Paletti there to force him out of bounds.
Paletti came up and had, that was quite a collision. I liked how Paletti tackled. He went low down there, and the bigger Hines went over the top of him. 5 yard gain, second down and 5. Rashid Kelly done a nice job replacing starting quarterback Jason Brooks. Kelly remains in the shotgun. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his left, looking downfield, throws out in the flat, and it's complete. At the 45-yard line, coming across the field at the 40, weaving his way at the 35, and he just about broke it was that man.
Number 5, Chikala Warden, looked like he was poised for a touchdown.
Did a nice job, Chikala. That's a great name, too, Chikala. Chikala made his first catch of the game, I believe, and did a nice job of weaving his way upfield. Kelly with a great completion, and the Gauchos are knocking on the door. They're at the 25-yard line. Deep in Rancho Cotati territory, trailing 28 to nothing, 8 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the ball game.
When El Cerrito's allowed Kelly to throw the ball, he's done a great job of it. Unorthodox left-handed quarterback, you don't see too many of those nowadays.
Kelly rolls out to his right, throws into the flat, and it's dropped. Isaiah Summerhill had a chance to make a catch. The throw was a little low, but I think he should have caught that.
That was one of those instances where he started to look downfield before the ball was actually in his hands.
Second down and 10. Kelly's done a fine job as he's replaced Jason Brooks, who got injured in the first early part of the second half, late in the second quarter, excuse me.
Now, if I'm Coach Rinkin, I don't think you have a whole lot to lose here. Let the top off of the offense get some film on here so that way you can have something moving forward as you plan for the rest of the season.
Rashad Kelly in the shotgun, fakes the handoff, rolls out to the left, throws downfield, he throws it high and out of bounds, incomplete.
A lot of bootleg coming out of El Cerrito right now, so what that'll be is play action, and you'll see the quarterback either roll out left or right, creating optimum space. Bootleg, of course, made popular by Bill Walsh in that West Coast offense. The Niners back in the 80s.
And Joe Montana ran it beautifully. Steve Young came and did a nice job. I liked how Steve was able to run the football. He reminds me a little bit of Rashad Kelly, or Kelly reminds me of Steve Young, I should say, the way he kind of runs and throws.
The left-handed scrambler.
Absolutely.
The improviser.
Kelly in the shotgun. Third down and 10. Drops straight back this time. Throws over the middle. He throws it high, and it's going to be almost intercepted by Ty Pelletti in the end zone. Kelly let that ball go, Jeff, and it released a little high, and Pelletti had a chance to intercept it. It would have been right in the end zone.
A lame duck getting floated into the end zone, and I think, again, Pelletti falling victim to the whole eyes going down the field. Got to reel the ball in before you can get that return logged.
No doubt about that. Fourth down and 10. El Cerrito's going to go for it here. They have to. They're trailing 28 to nothing. No guts, no glory. 7 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
And at this point, Nick, it's really just about pride. You got to show Rancho that you came to play. You're not getting the result that you necessarily wanted right now, but you at least got to know that you came here to compete.
Absolutely right. Rashad Kelly takes the snap, drops back. He's got some time. He throws. Intercepted. Intercepted.
Number five, Darius Hurst, read that like a book.
The pass went errant. It was fourth down anyway, so the Cougars take over, and Darius Hurst, who's made a return to football after taking 2 years off, makes a great interception, and the Cougars take over, leading 28 to nothing with 7 minutes and 32 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. The ball will be placed right at their own 11-yard line.
And I don't fault Kelly on that throw at all. At this stage, you just have to make something happen. You have to take chances, and occasionally you get burned.
Jared the Night Stalker, quarterbacking for the Rancho Cotati Cougars, has thrown two beautiful touchdown passes tonight. Rashid Rankin is in the backfield. He hands it to Rashid. The Diesel's found a hole, and the Diesel's moving around the right sideline. He moves up the field to the 30 for a first down and 10, and he steps out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
Now, I know it's easy for me to say up here in the booth, but if I'm Rankin, I want to keep that ball in bounds. There's no shame in just falling down. You don't have to take it out, stopping the clock.
Rashid Rankin weaved his way through the middle of the defense and went down the right sideline, and he was pushed out of bounds right at the 33-yard line. First and 10, Cougars. Jared the Night Stalker looking over the defense. Two receivers left, two receivers right. I got to believe we're going to see a lot of the Diesel here. Diesel switches over to the left. He hands it to the Diesel. Again, a big hole, and he comes up the middle to the 45, and he's tackled at the 50. The Diesel's got it going. That Phillip absolutely helped him, didn't it?
Right before the road trip on this drive down the field. I got to say, credit again to Rancho Cotati's offensive line creating these gaps.
No doubt about it.
That Rankin's able to just walk through.
What did you call them last week? You had some great names for the big guys.
The Hog Mollies up front.
First and 10, Rancho Cotati. The ball's right at the 50-yard line. Leading 28 to nothing, 6 minutes, 53 seconds and counting here in the fourth quarter. Again, Rankin straight up the middle. Again, he finds a hole, weaves his way up, and he's bowling his way forward for 12 yards. Another first down for Rancho Cotati. And let's give those Hog Mollies a little bit of love. The center, Zhang. Piombo, the guard. Santorinos, the other guard. Lopes and Cruz, the tackles, have just controlled the line of scrimmage all night long. First and 10, Rancho Cotati, the football placed at the El Cerrito 37-yard line. Leading 28 to nothing, 6 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Again, the Diesel up the middle and another big hole. And he's finally pushed to the turf right at the 31-yard line, a gain of 5 yards.
A steady diet of run after run after run with Rankin here as they attempt to chew up the clock. A little under 6 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter here. Rankin's going to come off for a breather.
And he's getting a standing ovation from the play-by-play men.
What a workhorse.
Rashid Rankin. And I think he's going to kind of get up to the booth at the end of the game and give us an interview. Him and Jared the Night Stalker were invited to come up by myself. And there's the ball handed off. And up the middle with a nice run Deion Ortiz, the backup running back, gets his first opportunity and found a hole. First and 10 Cougars. They're going to move the chains. 5 minutes, 23 seconds. Jared the Night Stalkers moving the offense down the field, taking the will out of the El Cerrito Gauchos. Jared's going to throw. Now he rolls out, and he's going to be sacked.
Number 51, Nathaniel Carr, not giving up in this game by any means.
Nathaniel Carr is definitely a second-level player. Talking to Jacob Rincon in the pregame show, he had mentioned that that this was a player to watch, and I've got to tell you, I've been very impressed by Nathaniel Carr. Penalty on the play, Jeff. I'll let you tell us about that.
What's there to tell? Another penalty. Same old story, just a different chapter in this book.
Oh, I love Jeff Woodworth. This is so much fun working with you, pal. I love it. First and 10, Rancho Cotati Cougars. The ball's placed at the 15-yard line. Jared the Night Stalker fakes the handoff, throws over the middle on a slant, and it's complete.
The Italian Gianni.
Gianni Gigolo has had a wonderful night. Jared the Night Stalker and Gianni have found that connection many times tonight. First, it's going to be second down and 2. Ball's going to be placed just outside the 5-yard line. Let's put it at the 6. 4 minutes, 28 seconds. Rancho Cotati, there's going to be a timeout in the field. We're going to have to replace a player. Coming off the field, number 8, Isaiah Summerhill is going to come off the field.
Looks like there might be something wrong with his helmet.
He's now off the field. Rancho Cotati lining up. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Jared the Night Stalker looking over the defense of the Gauchos. 4 minutes, 27 seconds and counting. Late in the fourth quarter, Jared hands it off straight up to him. There's a hole, and finding it, slicing into the end zone. Touchdown, Rancho Cotati Cougars, as Deion Ortiz goes 7 yards into the end zone for pay dirt, extending the lead to 34-0. Cougars getting ready to line up for the extra point.
Ortiz took a shot at the end of that play from Orion Hayes just to make sure, hey, you're going to have
Wait
to
a
earn
minute.
This touchdown. Up.
Wait a minute. I'm a little bit premature.
Another penalty flag, huh?
There is, and they're going to bring the ball back and place it at the 12-yard line. And I don't know what the call was. Right now, we just bring the play back. That's what we're doing, but bring it back. Second down and 8 from the 12-yard line. Ball's handed off to Ortiz, and this time he's sacked, and again a penalty. This is an are you kidding me? I got to tell you, we have an are you kidding me? I've got a overtime with Nick and Bob on the Facebook page. I invite all the listeners to go to my Facebook page, Overtime with Nick and Bob. I had a watch party last night. I got to tell you, I enjoyed doing it. The game was horrible between the Bears and the Packers. That was not much fun, but I had some great guests. Billy Martin Jr. was on. We're back into live action here. It's third down and 21 yards. Stalker's back, and he's looking for the end zone. He throws over the middle, and he's caught. He's caught. He's hit it to 2. Does he get it? And he does. It's a touchdown.
The Italian, number 4, Gianni Giglio.
Been doing it all night long, and Gianni grabs the football, and he's taking that one, and he hands it to the referee.
5'7", full of fight, not going to stop him. Takes a couple shots as he falls into the end zone. Rancho now up 34-0, 35 pending this extra point attempt.
Jared the Night Stalker, his third touchdown pass of the night, threw a beautiful 30-yard pass into the end zone for to Gianni Gigolo for his second catch of the night. 34-0, the Cougars are getting ready to add the extra point. The snap is good, the kick is good. Number 35, Fernando Morales, kicks it through, and the Cougars lead the Gauchos 35-0. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140, Forestville Family Dentistry.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. Michael Barrelbelt is on the sideline. The Rancho Cotati Cougars have struck again here in the fourth quarter and now have extended their lead to 35-0 over the El Cerrito Gauchos. Getting ready to kick off is the Rancho Cotati Cougars, and he drives that ball deep into the back of the end zone. Bringing it out is Robert Freeman. He goes up the left sideline, and he's got a little running room, and he's finally tackled and pushed out of bounds right at the 25-yard line.
Setting up great field position for El Cerrito. Let's see if they can generate anything so they have some positive momentum going home on the bus.
3 minutes and 32 seconds and counting. Our game of the week here, our second game of the week, Jeff. We're off next week, but in 2 weeks we'll be back. Annaly versus El Molino at Annaly. Pre-game show starts at 6:35. Kickoff 7 o'clock from Annaly High School. The Lions and the Tigers. Oh, my.
Lions, Tigers, Bears. Oh, my.
There's a handoff up the middle. Tackled right at the 30-yard line all night long. You got to give credit to El Cerrito. They haven't given up. Antonio Hines has rushed the football. Every attempt he's had, he tries to break it, and he's tackled for a 3-yard gain. Second down and 7. The ball placed right at the El Cerrito 29-yard line. 2 minutes, 30 seconds and counting. Rashid Kelly takes the handoff again, hands it to Hines. He finds a big hole, and he's still running hard. Hines found a big hole, bust up the middle for 12 yards and a first down. Gauchos right at the 42-yard line. El Cerrito will drop to 0-3. Rancho Cotati will be 2-1. We'll be back here in a few weeks for the big game between the Cougars and the Cardinals. Looking forward to that, Jeff, your alma mater.
Mine and the famous Jerry Robinson, who we had on the morning show earlier on KSRO. You can check out that interview at KSRO.com.
Nice tackle. I'll have to listen. I talked to JR this afternoon. He didn't mention it.
He was very excited about the upcoming football season. We touched on a plethora of topics.
Second down and 5. Gauchos moved the ball up to the 43-yard line. Yeah, JR's a heck of a guy. I love him. He was on my guest last year on Overtime with Nick and Bob, and I just talked to him today about having him a guest on my watch parties on Overtime with Nick and Bob. All the 49er and Raider games, tune in to Overtime with Nick and Bob. I'll be doing live watch parties, and you may get to talk to Jerry Robinson.
We asked him earlier this morning who had the rowdier fan base between the Eagles and the Raiders, and he didn't want to upset either one of those fan bases.
Jerry's a smart man.
Yeah.
Ball's handed off to Antonio Hines, who's still running the football hard, and he's down right at the just inside the 50-yard line. That might do it. 45 seconds. We might have one more play. The Rancho Cotati Cougars have defeated the El Cerrito Gauchos 35-0. Stick around. We're going to have a post-game show. I've invited Jared the Night Stalker and Rashid the Diesel Rankin to come up here when they get a chance. Joe's going to have scores and highlights, and Michael Barrelbalt will join us. There's the snap to Kelly. Hands it off to Hines. He's trying to get around left end. He finds a little lane, and he's pushed out of bounds. The clock is running, and that's going to do it from Rancho Cotati High School here, as the final score is Rancho Cotati 35, El Cerrito Gauchos nothing. Jared the Night Stalker, 3 touchdown passes. Rashid Rankin, 2 touchdowns. Rancho Cotati extends their lead to their record to 2-1. El Cerrito falls to 0-3.
Got to credit the Gauchos, though. This was a tough, rigorous non-league schedule, and I think they're going to be a better team for it. And again, wishing the best for Jason Brooks as he recovers from that injury sustained earlier in the game today.
Yeah, we're going to send it back to the studio here while we get our guests get up here. Jeff and I, Joe will give you some scores and some highlights, and then we'll bring it back here and we'll talk to our guests and we'll wrap it up. Final score, Rancho Cotati 35, El Cerrito Gauchos nothing. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy, so you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because if someone in your house is telling you,
geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
And this is Joe Pasquini at the KSRO Sports Desk. Rancho Cotati has won their game tonight against El Cerrito, a 35-0 win to go to 2-1. It was a closer game in some ways than the score indicated. Rancho Cotati scored 2 first quarter touchdowns, and then it stayed that way to the third quarter. El Cerrito got a bad break when Jason Brooks, their quarterback, was injured on the first drive. After that, it was all Rancho Cotati. They went on to win 35-0. We'll have highlights as the postgame show continues. But first, let's get some updates of what's going on in Week 3. Cardinal Newman and Windsor went into the game 2-0, and they're both in a dogfight. Cardinal Newman is in a seesaw game with Placer. They lead 22-21 in the third quarter. This game has gone back and forth all night. Placer is a good test for Cardinal Newman, obviously. They were 11-1 last year, or 12-1 last year. Their lone loss was the section championship game. They went into this game 1-1. Meanwhile, Windsor is hosting Livermore. Both teams went into this game 2-0. They're in the third quarter, and Livermore is holding a 20-14 lead. And I am recycling as I go to see if there's any updates. 20-14 Livermore in the third quarter. Elsewhere around the area, the other scores, Piner, who went into the game 2-0, the only team that, from the NBL Redwood that was 2-0. They host Drake, second straight week that they've hosted Marin County League team. They had outscored opponents 108-0. They are adding that to that tonight. In the fourth quarter, they lead Redwood 65-0. Piner looks like they're for real. St. Helena is at winners. They're also 2-0. That game starting in the fourth quarter. It is a 30-30 tie. Santa Rosa, Ukiah. Ukiah has a 21-14 lead after three. This has been Ukiah's led this game most of the way. They had a 21-6 lead, but Santa Rosa's trying to make a rally. American Canyon at Montgomery. American Canyon has a 20-10 lead with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. This game's a little closer than the score indicated. Montgomery was stopped on a goal line stand with a chance to take a lead, and on the next play, American Canyon hit a 99-yard touchdown. Also, a final score, Foothill beat Petaluma 59-0. As far as this game here tonight, Rancho Cotati and El Cerrito, we were expecting Rancho Cotati to be favorites in this game, and they didn't fool around, especially in the first quarter. They took control, and on the first drive of the game, they were in the end zone.
Stockard in the shotgun. Big play here for the Cougars offense. Stockard gets it, drops back, looking to the left, throws to the end zone, and it's a touchdown!
That gave Rancho Cotati a 7-0 lead with 7 minutes to go. A 75-yard drive. Stockard a Fatuktuo, and that made it 7-0. The Rancho defense held, and then on the next drive, Rancho Cotati was in the end zone again.
Look for Rashid to get the football, and he does. Right up the middle, and he's got a hole, and he's into the end zone. Reservations for six for Rashid Rankin. Touchdown, Cougars.
Yeah, the big run. We will hear from him before the game is over. That was the score. It was halftime. 14-0 Rancho Cotati at the half. El Cerrito got the ball at the beginning of the third quarter. We're on a nice little drive. We're on a nice little drive, and then that's when Jason Brooks got hurt. Rashid Kelly came in. They turned the ball over on fourth and two. Rancho Cotati moved downfield and then took full control of the game.
Rashid Rankin is going to take the snap. Direct snap goes to Rashid. He's heading to the right side, weaving his way in, and he's bowling his way. The Diesel has a reservation for six.
Bumbling, rumbling, and stumbling into the end zone.
Touchdown, Cougars!
Jeff with his best Chris Berman invitation there. Please, Jeff, don't say you don't know who Chris Berman is. That made it 21-0. They had complete control of the game, and Stocker would add another touchdown pass.
Jared Stocker in the shotgun. Rashid Rankin shifts. Stocker's going to throw. Throws over the middle, and it's caught for the touchdown.
Number 34, Jordan Broderick, beats his man in man-to-man coverage. Rancho now goes up by four touchdowns.
Jared Stocker threaded the needle. That might have been the best pass that he's thrown all night long. The Night Stocker throws his second touchdown pass of the game.
And he would throw a third one later on to make the final score 35-0. Stocker, three touchdown passes. Rankin, two rushing touchdowns. He now has six touchdowns on the year. Final score again, Rancho Cotati 35, El Cerrito nothing. An update that is now a final. American Canyon did defeat Montgomery 20-10, and we will try to stay on top of these scores. But we're going to go back after these breaks, back to the field and with some interviews right here on the High School Football Game of the Week.
I'm fire survivor and local attorney Roy Miller. At 9:20 p.m. on October 8th, 2017, a surveillance video camera filmed the origin of the Tubbs fire when 13,000 volts flashed like lightning from an uninsulated PG&E power line on Bennett Lane near Calistoga. A judge has ruled that a jury, not CAL FIRE, will determine the actual cause of the Tubbs fire. The jury trial will likely happen in January 2020, but fire claims must be filed before an October 21st, 2019 deadline. Call us today at 575-1040. That's 575-1040, and we will help file your claim and maximize the value of your settlement. Come to a meeting this Thursday at 6 p.m. or Saturday at 10 a.m. at Hanson & Miller, 415 Russell Avenue, across from the Kaiser main campus.
Roy Miller is responsible for this ad.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. I'm Nick Mattis with Jeff Woodworth and Michael Barabalt. Rancho Cotati Cougars have defeated the El Cerrito Gauchos 35-0. And we have a couple special guests up here. They were able to climb up a ladder that's a little bit risky, but that's the least of their worries right now. We've got quarterback Jared the Night Stalker.
What's up?
And Rashad the Diesel Reckon. How you doing, pal?
Good, how are you?
Let's start out with this big running back, the Diesel. You know, we talked a little bit about John Riggins. Did you get a chance to look into who John Riggins was? I was telling you about him.
I called my grandpa, and he said that he was one big man. Yeah, that's you, dude.
Okay, and in the fourth quarter tonight, you really started to run the football like you did last week in your victory over Vanden. You had 147 yards last week. In the fourth quarter, you were feeding him the football.
Oh, yeah.
You were feeding the beast right here, and he was eating up the yards. Tell me about how you felt in the game tonight.
Started off a little slow for everybody, not just me. Then towards the end, after halftime, we just came off firing all cylinders. O-line picked it up. We all started moving the ball. Defense, you know, first no score of the whole season. It was a great game. Quarterback had a great game. Receivers, everyone was firing all cylinders.
Yeah. Did you feel when their quarterback – Jason Brooks, what a player.
He's an athlete, for sure.
He not only played quarterback, he played middle linebacker.
He was a great backer, too.
Yeah, can you believe that combination? But when he went down, I thought, okay, that was it. But their backup quarterback, Rashad Kelly, came in and did some good things for them.
He did good, yeah.
Athlete,
yeah,
right
he
there.
Did.
Definitely.
Jared, you know I named you the Night Stalker, okay? That was one of my favorite shows back in the day. You guys, look it up sometimes. Gavin McLeod or something, but anyway, you threw three touchdown passes tonight.
Yeah.
Two of them to Gianni, and the other one was...
Jordan Broderick.
Yes,
yes,
very good. And we had his baseball coach was up here.
John, really?
John Morrow was up here at halftime and was telling us about him. And
that's
I
awesome.
Actually said I wanted him to talk to you about going out for baseball because I said, I think Jared has a pretty good arm. And he said, well, I might approach him. It's his senior season.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what did you feel tonight? Because you guys started out great. It was 14-0 halfway through the first quarter. You had thrown a beautiful touchdown pass on your opening drive to Gianni, and then you ran it in for 15 yards. It was 14-0 in the first quarter, but then things kind of settled down a little bit. The Gauchos did a good job. What were you at halftime? What were you guys thinking you needed to do? Because it was only 14-0 at halftime. Anybody's game.
Well, honestly, in the locker room, we talked about just coming out really strong. We just felt like as if we needed to, like the leaders had to, you know, step up our game and fuel on the other team and just get everyone really hyped up for the next half and just try to turn everyone on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to go bring it back to you because he talked about leaders and energy. And both you guys showed – we had a conversation, all right? I got to tell everybody, you and I, we're all friends, okay? And last night I was talking to you guys, and you showed me some leadership qualities. Both you guys said this. In the game against Sac High, you said, Nick, I didn't play so well.
Yeah, no.
That's accountability. That's honesty. That's what a leader is. And then I talked to Rashid, and he tells me the same thing. He says, Nick, I didn't play too good the first game. I dropped the ball in the carpet a couple of times. And, you know, the last game against Vanden, I didn't start. And I was angry.
Yeah.
And I ran the ball angry. I want you to tell me and tell the listeners about what you told me last night. Because, remember, it gave me chicken skin. And I'm ready for chicken skin right now. I'm cold right now, guys. So warm me up a little bit, Rashid. Tell me what you were telling me about that.
You know, week one, they're a great team, but... we did not come out falling out at all. It was misconnection. I couldn't execute the ball. It was turnovers there, and then you can't win the game with six turnovers.
Yeah, no.
And that starts with the offensive side. Me and Jared both in the backfield. That was all us. But rest of the team picked it up. In week two, come out. We had probably the best record practice we had all season, including summer. We had energy. Everyone was hitting. We were hitting everyone. It was a great practice. And then coming into the game, you know, not starting, it's like, it's been processing. you got to start to turn that emotion on, anger, and take on the other team, not on your coaches, not on the teammates. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. The O-line, I couldn't do anything with the O-line. That was just a great game by them. Our pass game set up all the runs, and then I was able to just get in and finish it off. That was all credit to the O-line, though. He's got to turn all the bad energy, turn it to anger, and just give it to the other team.
Yeah, and you said he said three things to me. I ran angry. I made sure that I finished the play by falling forward, and I brought energy and made sure my teammates were engaged when he wasn't on the field.
That he did.
Yeah, and tonight I noticed Jaden started.
Oh, yeah.
And you came in, and you did just what you did before. You're the leader of the team because you're the natural leader being the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I notice you getting everybody in positions. And you guys do something that's very unique. You line up over the ball, and everybody looks to the sideline and has something on their wrist.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I love that. That's got to be a problem for defensive coordinators.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You guys don't let them have a chance to substitute. They're out there. Who's your next opponent?
We have Pleasant Valley after a bye week.
A bye week.
Yeah.
And next week, your mate's coming back, isn't he?
Oh, yes, sir. We got number three, Samard Jones. Yep. Coming back. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
With all three running backs in the backfield, no one's going to be able to stop
dangerous.
That.
Oh, gosh. You know what, guys? I am so excited because we'll be back here against Cardinal Newman.
Oh, can't wait.
The big game. Oh, I can't wait either. This is it for you guys. You guys are seniors. This is your last season. And do you want to give a shout-out to some family members? Somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, your girlfriends?
Girlfriend, yeah. Shout-out to my parents. Honestly, they support me so much. They're awesome. Come every game. My grandparents come to every game. I mean, it's just so much support in the household. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it without them, honestly.
Yeah, and then we're looking forward to seeing your next career next year. You talked about maybe San Jose State, or
yeah,
we'll see what you're going to do, huh?
I've been talking to a couple colleges, not that many, San Jose State, University of San Diego, like Puget Sound.
Good for you.
Yeah, Dixie State.
And I know you want to give a shout-out to your grandpa, because I do too, okay? I love that man. I met him a couple weeks back there and last year, and he was a heck of a guy. Tell us about your grandpa real quick before we let you guys go and get with your families.
You know, my grandpa was born and raised from the city. All my family's from the city. He made the trip out here today. Actually, he's waiting on the field with me right now. I know he's a big man. He played running back in his day, way back. It was real football back then. You know, I got to say, I probably got a lot of my running back abilities from him. He's just coming down the family line and is very enthusiastic, great supporter in the family. Just wants to see me do my best. It's a great motivator for me.
Yeah.
He texts every once in a while. How much he misses me, how much he wants me to do great, and he gives me tips on running back and what to do.
Guys, you guys are very good leaders. Good luck against Pleasant Valley. And
thank you.
And,
thank
you. You know, keep hitting the books, guys, okay?
Yes, sir.
We all talked about your college, and you know what I mean? You were filling out your application when we talked.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to him it's time for him to start filling out some. So,
yes,
guys, keep hitting the books. Good job. Stay healthy. We'll
Definitely.
See you back here in a couple weeks. We'll be back for your game against the Cardinal Newman.
Cardinal Newman.
Yeah.
Yes,
but take care of Pleasant Valley first, all right?
Of course.
And watch your step getting down there, okay? That's Rasheed.
Thank you.
Diesel Rankin and Jared the Night Stalker, okay? Hey, fellas, thanks a lot.
All
right. We're gonna wrap this up a little bit here. You guys get down safe. We're going to bring Michael Barabalt in. Jeff Woodworth and I enjoyed this game tonight. I got to tell you, Rancho Cotati is always fun to do. Garrick Hotaling does a nice job with the team. You did some great interviews. We got those on tape, and we're going to play those in the post-game show, Michael. Very good job on the sidelines. Why don't you start with you? Why don't you give us your thoughts down there, and then I'll let Jeff give us his thoughts, and we'll wrap it up and throw it back to the Godfather. Okay?
I was very impressed with Rancho Cotati's offense in the second half. You know, I talked to Coach Hotaling about this at the half. They scored on their first two possessions, and their first possession was not very a Rancho Cotati-esque drive. You know, we're used to seeing Rancho Cotati score early and often. And their first drive was about 5 minutes. They ran the ball, they pounded away, and they scored, and then they got the ball right back and scored quickly. And then their offense kind of sputtered a little bit. You know, they had some costly penalties. El Cerrito stopped them on third down a few times, and then I saw in the fourth quarter that they made a huge adjustment. They changed formations a few times, and they were to find open receivers, and then they set up for Rasheed in that Black Ops formation for him to score a couple touchdowns.
Yeah,
and I was really impressed by not only Coach Hotaling, but their offense and Jared Stalker and Rasheed Rankin and their whole offensive line. they saw those adjustments and they made them promptly.
Yeah. You mentioned the Black Ops. Talk a little bit about that. I called it the Four Horsemen because that's what I like to call it. But it's when they had no quarterback on the field.
Yeah.
They had all their running backs. They had three of them to one side. The running back took the snap directly and then followed the three running backs plus the big hot
hog mollies. There you go. The big hog mollies up front.
Hey, see what he's calling you, Nick Simba?
Don't talk about us linemen like that. Come on now.
Hog mollies. Hey. Yeah, listen, I'd say big uglies, but Nick's standing right here. I'm not going to call him that, but it's all for fun.
Hey, we know the offensive line and defensive line is the reason that you win every game. So
absolutely.
Especially at a place like Petaluma High where they run the triple option.
Yeah, absolutely. And the offensive line tonight for Rancho Cotati, Santorinos and Piombo the guard, Zhang the center, Lopes and Cruz did a nice job all night long of controlling the line of scrimmage. And you're 100% right. We got big Nick Zambita here, came along with Michael, and Nick's looking really good. We're going to UC Davis right now, and he was one of our
rising stars,
and he's even risen bigger right now. I can tell you that right now. But Jeff, give me your thoughts here as we wrap this up here, and we'll be back in a couple weeks for the Apple Bowl or the Apple game there, El Molino and Annalee. But let's wrap this up tonight. What are you thinking?
Well, I do have affinity for the Hog Mollies up front. I will say that, fellas, and they were doing a great job of giving Jared Stalker days. Actually, years of time there in the backfield to just settle in and pick apart this El Cerrito defense. I think on the other side of the ball, El Cerrito kind of shot themselves in the foot way too much. It's the penalties. It comes down to discipline. Anytime momentum got generated, you saw the flags come out. Granted, referees were quite liberal with the flags tonight. But anytime they got any momentum going, they stopped themselves, put it in reverse. It was the penalties that ended up doing it in for this team.
Yeah, that's well said. The penalties were definitely a big part of this game, and there's no doubt that the referees are going to have to get those Tide. What did you call those?
The Tide Pods.
The Tide Pods. They're going to need the Tide Pods tonight because their yellow flags are going to need to be color brightened up, okay? It was just a really ugly night for the officiating because I felt they overwhelmed the game a little bit, okay? And unfortunately, that's how it is in high school football.
Yeah,
but a big win for the Cougars tonight. They needed this win. I felt El Cerrito would come in here very hungry. They were 0-2. This was a kind of a really big game for them. 0-3 is a tough hole to dig out of. You were saying last week that 0-2 was tough. 0-3, now you're really in a bad spot, and you lost your starting linebacker and your middle linebacker. Could be a long season for the Gauchos.
Yeah, and I want to give El Cerrito credit. You know, they're low on numbers. They did not have a lot of players. And what I admired about them is that all their players kept battling to the final whistle. Even though the score was lopsided, there aren't any, you know, cheap shots taken, you know, out of frustration. They played hard, and, you know, hopefully I would like to see them win a few games. I don't know who's left on their schedule, but they have the talent to be a good football team, but they've had a really tough schedule their first three games.
Yeah, I was telling Nick earlier, I think El Cerrito's really just fallen victim to their tough non-league schedule. 0-3 is really no indication of what this team is capable of moving forward, especially given the fight that they put up against really just a Rancho team that came out and overwhelmed them from the start.
Yeah, and you were exactly right. They've just played three teams that I'll guarantee you, Marin Catholic, and then last week,
Vintage,
and now Rancho Cotati. All three of those teams are North Coast section teams. I guarantee you. How deep all three of the teams go, Michael, that's the question.
Those three teams could all be state contending teams.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And I'm glad you brought up about how they played hard until the end, because Antonio Hines, their running back, was busting it as hard as he could here in the fourth quarter with nothing to gain at all. So, a great job by the Cougars. They're going to have a week off. That's a perfect time. They're going to get back Samari Jones, and then they're going to play Pleasant Valley. That's another big school and a good game for them. We're looking forward to their schedule coming back here. We're going to take them with the Cardinals. We've got some great games coming up. This is game number 2 on the game of the week here. I'm going to give you the rest of the schedule. In a couple weeks, we're going to be at Annalee, taking Annalee and El Molino. Then we've got September 27th, Vintage at Casa. Friday night, October 4th, that's a return here, and that could be the game. You know, I know Windsor's good. We haven't talked a lot about Windsor, but I think they're going to be a team that has a chance to win the Oak Division. But I think every year it's Cardinal Newman, Rancho Cotati.
It comes down to one of those two schools. I don't think this year is going to be any different. Like you said, wins are making some noise, but it just comes down to the traditional powerhouses in this Oak Division.
Yeah, so that game on October 4th could be the game for the title for that Oak Division. And then we've got October 11th, Montgomery at Santa Rosa, and then October 25th, Montgomery at El Molino. And the last couple games may get flexed. We'll see what's going on in the different leagues, and we may flex that a little bit. But we've got two games down, five to go, boys, on this premier special. And we've got Michael's interview coming up. I am looking forward to that. Michael, good job on the sidelines.
Thank you.
I think the way that we figured it out was best that you did it and send it to Joe, and now we can all listen to it. So that was great. I want to thank John Morrow, the varsity baseball coach, coming up here at halftime. You guys are all aware of his son, Brandon Morrow. He graduated from Cardinal Newman and heck of a ball player. Hope he can get back there. Set a World Series record, 7 appearances in 7 games. So that's exciting. And guys, I want to invite everybody to Overtime with Nick and Bob Facebook page and join me for my watch parties. I'm on live during the Raiders games, the 49ers games. This Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Niners and the Tampa Bay Bucks are on. Go to Overtime with Nick and Bob. Join in on the conversations. I got some great guests. Last night I had Billy Martin Jr. You're a Yankees fan. I'm sure you know who his dad was, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and Billy Martin Jr. is quite a character. JR, Jerry Robinson, is going to come on. I've got Todd Bonacci, and just got a lot of great guests. And you guys are going to be guests, right?
Plan on it.
Okay, yeah, Jeff, okay, you too. So, listen, guys have any departing words, or I'm going to send it back to the Godfather.
I just think that we've worked so hard, and shouts out to KSRO for giving us that week off for the hard work.
That's Jeff Wedworth at his best. For Nick, I'm Nick Mattis. For Michael Barabalt and Jeff Woodworth, thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
American Graffiti.
The Alexander Valley Film Society brings back the drive-in movie with a screening of American Graffiti, Saturday, September 7th.